bureaucrats and researchers, even university researchers, are easily cowed into submission by political threats. So the struggle is going to be in the legislatures and the executive branches. So I hope these kids, these youngsters who are coming along, who are the promise for the next generation, upon which the following generations are going to have to build. This has to be, it's a long struggle. It really is an endurance relay. It's like a relay composed of 100-mile runs. I run 100 miles and then I hand off to the next person who's a generation younger, who's going to have to run 100 miles in order to be able to hand off to another person. It's an endurance test, an intergenerational endurance test. And I hope to God they're going to carry on the fight and they're going to run faster than I was able to run, because they've started to clean out some of this dead wood in these political offices. These are kids who will carry on. They're probably not going to be any better than us. They're probably not going to be any worse than us. They're just going to be plain folks out there hammering away day after day to try to make the world a little bit better. And God knows we've got a long way to go. Over the years, we've done altogether too much damage to it. I hope it's reversible. If you look with a dark set of glasses at the fate of the world, there are times when I'm led to despair and think that's what it's all going to turn out to be like. That the last people on earth will be killing one another. And at other times, I look at these youngsters from Cloquet, and I think, no, that's not going to happen.